This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And even when we recognize how powerful of a tool that tapping is, there are going to be times in which we bump into something that just feels way too big for us to be able to tap through. That it feels like since it's been with us so long, or it's so deep, or it's so powerful, or it's so insidious in our life, no amount of tapping is going to make a difference. So today, we're going to tap on those areas of our life that we think that there is no hope, that we can't tap our way through. So tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath, and just move from point to point tapping with me. I know tapping is powerful. I know tapping is useful. If I didn't believe in tapping, I wouldn't be doing it right now. But there are issues that I face. There are things that I'm trying to heal. There are wounds that are very deep. It feels like that no matter what I do, no amount of tapping is going to take care of it. No matter what I try, it's always going to be there. No matter how hard I work, it will be something that I will battle forever. And I do know that there are things that are deep. And I do know there are things that I am carrying that have been a part of me for a really long time. And it feels like there's no way out. And it feels like there's nothing that I can do. But I recognize the fact that even if I don't tap this issue completely away, every single time I tap on it, I undermine it. Every single time I tap on it, I chip something away. Every single time I tap on it, I get a little closer to being done with it. Every time I tap on it, I get a little clearer. It doesn't have to be all at once. It doesn't have to be completely cleared to make a difference. Each time I tap on it, I weaken the limiting belief. Each time I tap on it, I heal the deeper wound. Each time I tap on it, I move myself a little closer. I don't have to do it all right now. I don't have to do it all at once. And even though it feels like it is immovable, I don't even have to move it. Each tap is kind of like a chiseled chip. Each round slowly melts it away. With each tap, with each round of tapping, it loses its strength. It loses its power. It loses its influence. And even if it is still pulling me in a direction that isn't the way that I want to go, as its pull diminishes, it's easier for me to go against it. It's easier for me to move in a different, easier way. I might not get it all. I might not get it all at once. But every bit of tapping makes a difference, moving me closer.